Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Top of hour number two, Monday edition. Interesting times we live in, y'all. Very interesting times. Over the weekend, a lot of tweets and links to stories citing anonymous sources about college football and its demise. Demise defined by they're going to cancel it. That was the theme. Now, this was orchestrated in part now. I'm not saying that there wasn't a feeling that the season's going to be canceled, but the Mac story, which is public, everybody knows, they have announced they're not playing fall football. Now, they didn't have anything to play, frankly. Money-wise, at least, because of all the cancellations from, let's say, the Big Ten, etc. So they made the announcement, we are not playing. We're going to try and play in the spring. Spring Mac football ain't something I'm going to be clamoring for. If it's Mac football in the spring or a good college baseball game, I'm going baseball. Or I get to get on my mower and cut some grass or get into a garden and weed some, I'm going to do that. Spring football ain't it, y'all. It's not exciting. But they made their announcement. Now, here's where the media comes in. The Corona Bro media then seizes the opportunity and starts the anonymous source says. Now, we don't know who these sources are. Is that a university president? Is that an AD? Is that a fledgling backup of some sort in an sports information department? I don't know. We don't know. Anonymous sources say it's all but over. Anonymous sources say it's going to be impossible to play. And this was one after another. It was metastasizing in front of our faces all weekend long. And the drum beats and the dancing and the encouragement was just a new level of Corona Broism. Now, again, folks, I'm not saying that college football is in peril or isn't in peril right now. It is. But the anonymous sourcing and everything else over the weekend hit a new level of grossness, okay? And if you don't think that was orchestrated based on the Mac story, you remember when the Ivy League made their announcement, it was, in the spring, they're the ones that started it, and everybody followed. They didn't follow the Ivy League. Just so happened to be first. Nobody is copying the Ivy League for squat, y'all. Stop it. Yeah, I think the Ivy League may do this. We need to look at that. That conversation does not take place, guys. Come on. Now, here's a couple of other items. Word is, and I talked to Dave Biddle about this here on the show, that the Big Ten, now, I don't think it's the players, per se. It's not. You see the Ohio State letter? I am so proud of Ohio State and that letter they put out. That was phenomenal. Again, I don't care if you like them or you hate them. Buckeyes. Doesn't matter to me. That letter they put out over the weekend was exquisite. It's wonderful. Basically saying, we don't follow along with the West Coast. And we think our administrators and our coaches and the situation we are in could not be better handled. We are totally comfortable and happy and want to carry forward. Let's go. Let's play ball, y'all. I'm paraphrasing. That was wonderful. But word has been for weeks, and you hear this steady drumbeat. Big Ten, quietly, wants to cancel. Kevin Warren, according to anonymous sources, prefers spring football, at least for this year. He's the new commissioner of the Big Ten. This administrator over here at State U thinks we ought to not play in the Big Ten. This person over here, according to more anonymous sources, says we don't play. Who are these people? But here's what would be interesting. Wouldn't it be really cool if somebody like the SEC just stood up and said, we're playing? Now, again, I'm not saying that's realistic. I'm just dreaming a little bit here. Allow me to dream a little bit. And they said not only that, but you teams like Ohio State, Clemson, Michigan, whoever. Come on, we'll put this thing together. It may not look like what we're used to. Let's play some ball, though. Let's do it. Would that not be cool? Again, I'm allowing myself to drift a little bit, but you know what? That's the environment we're in right now. RJ says, Bill, I say cancel the season, then schedule a series of peaceful protests between the teams previously scheduled to play each other on the same Saturday they were already scheduled to play. Well, that might be what we're heading into. I'm just saying, that may be where we're going. That might be all we have left. Paragon SC, Bill, didn't Northwestern try to unionize? Yeah, a couple of years ago. It didn't end up working out, but yes. And that's not going to stop. John brought it up before the top of the hour. And Matt Hayes brought this up too. By the way, Matt Hayes has been the most reasonable out there. Now, he's got a little Corona bro in him that's bothering me. That's his business, though. He's got to do him. I'm good with that. But as far as, I'll say this, I trust him more than anybody else out there right now. So if you don't follow him, do. I would. I do. I already do follow him. Matt's good people. You've heard him on this show many, many times in the past. But John brought this up. Matt tweeted, one of the problems, the bigger problems that the presidents have is they're worrying about the players assembling. Unionizing, however you want to term it. Doesn't have to be a union, but getting together and making demands. Saying, either give us this, that, or we don't play. And the presidents are worried about that. And more time off gives them more opportunity. Because we take time off. Let's say they do cancel, which I'm praying they don't. Then players are going to get together. And you got to remember, you got a lot of adults now mature adults pushing this too, heading this. It's not the player. These are not original thoughts from the players, okay? This unionizing and grabbing the power. These are adults that are doing this, pushing this with agendas, for sure. And I've said many times, and I'm happy about the we want to play hashtag and everything, Trevor Lawrence and all the players are I love that. Keep it up. But if I am an administrator, you can't give in to the demands. You just can't. There's plenty of players who want to play. You just have to say, look, we're not going to honor these demands. We appreciate you. And if you don't want to play, don't play. You're not forced to play. Hey, you don't have to play. Coach G up in Wisconsin. Bill, please retweet this. The decisions leading to the cancellation of fall sports are triggered by the stipulations of participation laid out by the NCAA. These must be readdressed by to bring sports back, it says, sorry, regardless of the fall, spring, or fall of 21. And it's a tweet from Frank Rossi. Special note for NCAA student athletes, their families, and their supporters, no matter what division in which they play, we have been concerned about the ramifications of the decision-making process for months, and we see further issues now. I totally agree with that. I will hit the retweet button on that. Happily. Brantley on Twitter this morning. Bill, the way I see it, there are three groups of people that don't want a college football season. North Korea, the Taliban, and the Corona Bros. We cannot let these people win. I like that one too. No, Kev. Bill, my son said the same thing about going back to high school. He doesn't care if he has to wear a mask. He just wants to get back to school. If you missed it last hour, we were talking. And, you know, the whole topic is college football and are we going to play this fall? Over the weekend, the consensus, well, I'd say, well, from the Corona Bros, the consensus was they're on the edge of canceling the season. That was the consensus. And I was talking about how I got three boys, my last three of seven. Well, I got two girls and five boys, but my last three in school, in high school, I should say. One's a freshman, one's a sophomore, one's a junior. And my freshman, first year of high school, hadn't been to high school ever a day in his life. They started virtual classes on Friday. It was just a half day. When I'd go in their room, all it was somebody talking about protocol. They weren't in classroom anything. And, you know, he's like most people. I mean, school's kind of a big pain in the neck. It's something you got to do. But and most, when you can, for example, if you can fake a sick day or take a day off from high school, isn't it like the most wonderful thing? Back when you would try, I didn't get to skip much because I went to a school that was big-time discipline. But when we did, it was so wonderful. You're breaking away, man. We're not going today. And it was just a gratifying feeling, right? Well, because of the spring, they missed all those weeks, months in the spring. Matter of fact, nothing went on in the spring. In school. You just got the grades I guess you already had. They didn't do anything. From like 1st of March, whenever it was, spring break, till the end, nothing. You didn't go back. And you did not participate in any kind of classroom stuff. So you missed all that. Anyways, my freshman said over the weekend, I never thought I would say this, but I want to go back to school so bad. I want to be in a classroom so bad. I was A little shocked there, to say the least, but I'm happy. No, it was very pleasing to hear that. And they're going to revisit it. Now, that's just here. Everybody's got to make their own decision. But here in Wilco, I think at the end of like another week, they're going to revisit it. I doubt they send them back immediately. We had a, I think it was an elementary school here that was bringing kids back, like elementary, like first grade, second grade, kindergarten, bringing kids in. And they ended up not, because one person in the front office tested positive. And everybody in the front office and the administration had been around them. So even if they don't test positive, they have to quarantine. And without a front office, it's hard to run the school. So school was a no-go. That happened at a elementary school. I believe it's called Chapman's Retreat. I tried to look it up over the week, and I couldn't find the original article, but that's what I read a while back. Anyways, let's do this. I just looked up, saw the time. Got to get the break. Balls of Steel, hour number three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
We urge you to pay these prices, and please pay no more.
Good morning, motorists. We're dodging a huge piece of debris a few minutes ago on 24 westbound near 840 out in Rutherford County. There's a couple of wrecks out here being cleared. 900 block of Davison Drive. That's West Nashville. And 24 East is also trying to recover from that wreck between White Creek Pike and OHB. Barnes Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolansville Pike and OHB. Check them out online. BarnesMusicCitySoulFood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
At Slim Chickens, we're known for our 100% all-natural buffalo wings. Fresh, delicious, and fried to perfection. Now available in two new dry rub flavors. Our house favorite, Cayenne Ranch, blends cool with a kick of cayenne. And lemon pepper brings tangy zest and a punch of black pepper. But hurry, get them while you can. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or picking it up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
We know who we are. Thunder Bill can look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
Now, over the weekend, most of the SEC talk was not necessarily about we're canceling. That was not the word from the SEC. It was everywhere else, pretty much, but not the SEC. Here's an article 24/7. ESPN college football analyst Paul Feinbaum said Monday the SEC hasn't made a decision on the 2020 college football season. And the grim news over the weekend has not yet persuaded league decision makers to pull the plug. Quote, there is plenty of pushback, Feinbaum said. I talked to an SEC source yesterday who said we've been planning on playing. We have our schedule release coming up in a couple of days. And that's the, remember, they added the names already, the two additional teams, but the actual schedule calendar is coming up. That's what that means. It says, remember Friday night, the SEC released the two additional conference games. Quote, it just shows the incredible disconnect that we've talked about for 3 months that has now mushroomed. As somebody else told me this morning, the college football season is not dead. It's only on life support right now. Also during the same show, ESPN reporter Heather Denich received a text from A&M athletic director Ross Bjork, who said the SEC has not made a decision and is moving independently of other conferences. Quote, to Paul's point, Ross told me, we have regularly scheduled meetings this week to continue to focus on moving forward. We don't need to change our approach right now. Things are fluid, but we still have time. So, SEC is moving forward. Now, again, it doesn't mean they absolutely are going to play. I'm not suggesting that either, but it said that the SEC is moving forward independent of other leagues. Now, again, I don't know. Am I saying that if everybody else cancels, the SEC will just play their SEC schedule and that's it? Well, you may think that's crazy, and maybe it is, but think about that. The SEC is the league. Everybody acknowledges that. It might not make everybody happy, but it is the league. So if the SEC is the only league playing, and of course they've already announced it's league only, so we've got our teams. If you're the only league playing, what does that look like? Well, to the players, the Corona Bros won't like it. They'll blast. Oh, my God. You think you've heard from the Corona Bros. If it's the SEC only, wow. But to players, it'll just reinforce it's always been the most attractive. Well, last 25 years, last 30 years. It's been the most attractive league, and it will continue to only better that as the most attractive league. Again, I don't know if an SEC only season is all that realistic. I gotta say though, folks, in this environment, why the hell not? I mean, nothing that's going on right now makes much sense at all. So why the hell not? Gator Brandon Bill Jason Marshall committed to Florida, five-star DB. I saw that. Good news for the Gators. This is the caliber player Mullen needs to be pulling. Yeah, that was very good news for the Florida Gators over the weekend. It was. I saw that. Notre Dame went to Michigan. This had been crystal balled at the last minute. Rocco Spindler, an offensive lineman from Michigan, shows the Irish over the maize in blue. Now, Michigan's having a good year recruiting, too. But that was a nice pickup for the Irish. I was looking at the rankings. Let's divert attention away from the Corona Bros just for a sec here on the show. Now, we'll get back to it and pull up the team rankings. They've adjusted some the last couple of weeks. Now, it hasn't adjusted with the number one team. Buckeyes 1, Alabama 2, Clemson 3. And you're telling me rankings don't matter, right? If you're part of that group, get out. Just look in the mirror and say, I'm wrong. Number 4 is Oregon. 5 is Skolcan, sitting right there, Tennessee. LSU 6, Trojans 7. 8 is Miami. Number 9, Gators, with that 5-star. Number 10, Michigan. North Carolina, Mack Brown. And the Irish are steady at number 12. But their news. They got a linebacker out of East Tennessee. He's kind of a safety hybrid outside linebacker. And out of, I think it's Crockett High School up in East Tennessee. He's ranked the 6th best player in the state. So that happened too. So the couple there for the Fighting Irish in recruiting. Yeah, a couple for them. William, who sends me emails from time to time, they're always very good, says, Bill, the number of COVID cases will not really change much by the spring. None of the vaccines will be available to the general public until probably March. It will take at least until next fall for enough people to be vaccinated and produce antibodies in order to achieve herd immunity. Spring football is just kicking the can down the road, Bill. It's not realistic to believe football players will be safer by then. William. I'm not a big believer in spring ball either. And frankly, I've got other motives too. I'm not really interested in spring ball. I'm just not. The idea of playing in the spring, whether you're the MAC or the whatever league, is not attractive. I will not be attentive like I would be. I'm just telling you, folks, if that's what they do, and William brings up some good points here, but if that's what they do, and I'm skeptical, just like he is, that ain't going to be good stories. It's not going to be the same. West Coast Sooner. And you know how many idiots out there tweeting? Well, Trevor Lawrence is tweeting because he needs the season. Trevor Lawrence does not have to show up at another college in a football uniform the rest of his life, y'all. Are you that dumb? Whoever's saying that? Trevor Lawrence is the last player in America who needs to play a football season. Trevor Lawrence does not need to take another snap outside of an NFL uniform the rest of his life. Trevor Lawrence does not need college football at all as far as his resume. Trevor needs it because he's trying to make that money. Trevor has made his money. Trevor's money is coming. If Trevor Lawrence announced today, I'm moving to the planet Jupiter. See you in 10 months. He'd be the top pick in the draft. Who would make a statement like that? The guy most vocal on Twitter about we want to play, and he's tweeting about it a lot, is the guy who needs college football less than any other player in America. Literally. West Coast Sooner, and then I got to get the break. What Trevor Lawrence, Bill, doesn't need to do a damn thing. He's sticking up for those trying to prove themselves. He's thinking about the guys who have no other plans. Very good point. Trevor Lawrence could say, I'm out this morning at 9. And he wouldn't need anything. I'm out. I'm not talking about it. I'm not going to another class. I'm not going to another practice. My next step is the draft. And he'd be totally okay. Trevor Lawrence does not need another bit of film for anybody to watch. So to suggest that he needs this and that's why he's barking is so ignorant. Trevor is going for the money. He's trying to show out for everybody. God almighty. Why would you tweet that? Unless you're just so removed from reality. You don't know better. Okay, late here. Got to get the break. Balls of Steel, hour number three. Looking forward to that, too. Omni Nashville Hotel.
I got a recipe for you, okay? It's going to blow your mind. Now, you like to deep fry. I understand that. And it's very, very good. I've had them before. They're delicious. Now, first off, you start with your stuffing. This is where I blow your mind. Get yourself 10 frozen White Castle hamburgers, a cup and a half of diced celery, 1 1/4 teaspoon of thyme, 1 1/4 teaspoon of sage, black pepper, and 1/4 cup of chicken broth. Now, these burgers probably are thawed out by now. You want to thaw it out. And then crumble them up, mix that all together, stuff it in your bird. And then what you do is you get a heavy-duty aluminum foil. Before you wrap up your bird, rub it down real good. Take your injector, hot butter, melted, inject it in the breast and underneath the skin, wrap it up, cook it for 5 hours at 325, and you're going to blow your mind.
Well, good morning. It's a stalled truck actually here on the Sullivan Evans Bridge, 24 eastbound. Once you come past Shelby, it starts to slow down just a bit, starting across the Sullivan Evans Bridge here on 24 going eastbound with this stalled truck. It's starting to build up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 northbound. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
R&M Printing in Mount Juliet is reminding everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or accident victim. So give blood. It's safe. It's simple. And it's needed. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. Company logos, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Call R&M Printing at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms, high 93. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 74. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 92. And more thunderstorms tomorrow night, low 73. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We'll be right back.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Well, let me just say this to all my brethren in the South. Hey, man, I frankly don't give a damn about none of y'all, black, white, orange, green. And if I had my way South, I would go get a pair of scissors and cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and this east of Texas.
Also have a revelation to make. I don't know what I'm pulling for more. The season to start, and we play, which again, I think is in jeopardy. Or the Corona Bros to be wrong. The one-sided reporting about college football's demise. Where are all the articles about the players stepping up, saying we want to play, and the hashtag that's trending? Over here we have a West Coast player who says he's not going to take it anymore. He wants 50% of this, and healthcare forever, and those, oh, that's every 5 minutes in your face, right? Where are all the glowing articles about the we want to play crowd? So again, I don't know what I want more. This is pretty sad, too. The season to start, just because we all love college football, obviously. Or to point back to this last weekend and shame the Corona Bro media. That's I'm juggling that right now. Pretty sad too. Pretty sad to feel that way. Scott in OKC, what's up, Scott?
Oh, the hypocrisy! I got to tell you, the MAC conference did such a disservice to its student athletes, and did the Power Five decide to follow along? Shame on them. It's unbelievable the hypocrisy going on in this country right now. But I've got an idea to where we could actually play college football and nobody is put in danger. And that is, we just change the name. Instead of calling it college football, let's call it college rioting. And then everybody be safe.
Totally okay.
We just go out there, we play the game, just change the name. I just can't believe the hypocrisy, you know, that's going on in this country right now. And it's in all aspects. It's from politics to the media, you know. And, you know, my grandkids are fixing to go back to school, to high school in Oklahoma. High school and middle school.
Right.
And they're going to be in class, you know. I don't understand why they can't. You know, Trevor Lawrence was absolutely right. You know, you're in a better place as a college athlete at the university, where you're getting tested, you know, on a regular basis. You're being monitored. If something goes wrong, you've got doctors right there. Because you know, if these kids go home, they're teenagers and young 20-year-olds. They're going to go out and hang out with their friends and. I don't know. It blows my mind what's going on right now.
Here's a tweet that goes along with what you were just mentioning. It's Lorenzo Lingard. He's a running back. He transferred from Miami to Florida. And here's his quote. It's very quick. I want to play even if we got to be locked in. There is nothing for me at home.
Yeah, and you know what? And I know this isn't a pro show, but kudos to the NBA. You know, they've done this right. Now, you can't do college football in a bubble
right, like
they're doing it, but you could do it in a bubble within the university. Each university, you know, you check in, and if that's what we got to do, let's do it. I hear you, Ben. Canceling everything, that's BS. That's just total BS. Anyway.
Thank you, Scott.
I called earlier, but I ran into some problems, so I had to call back.
No worries. Good to hear from you, sir.
Take it easy.
Scott, appreciate the call. Here's one from Sam Howell, hashtag we want to play. Young star quarterback at North Carolina. Lots of those out there. Gator Dave, Bill, a good listen this morning. Where we're at with the sport of college football. Yes, Saturday and Sunday was very revealing, was it not? Very, very revealing. And the main Corona bros are Pat Forty and Dan Wolkin. Those are two of them. There's more than that. Who's the guy with the athletic? Oh, what's his name? Stuart Mandel. He's definitely in that group. Pete Thamel is in that group too. That's your starting. I need a starting five. 40, Wolkin, Mandel, Thamel. Oh, God, I can't leave Dennis Dodd. That's your starting lineup right there. That's the Corona bro starting lineup. Now, there are more than that, but those are the starters. There's more, and they're backups. But that's your starting lineup right there. And, boy, they had a field day on Saturday and Sunday. The MAC cancels, and then anonymous source tells us that the season is all but done. Anonymous source says we can't play. Anonymous source says that it's just a catastrophe. There's just no way. We can't do it. Left and right. Anonymous sources all over the place. Very, very revealing from the weekend. Now, again, I don't know if we're going to play or not. I know that's the topic. I know that's what they're discussing. But the cheerleading and the rooting is there. Richie says, Bill, hashtag let the kids play. I like that hashtag, too. I like that, too. I tweeted this yesterday, and it got a zillion retweets. We can play AAU hoop tournaments, hundreds of teams, descending on a campus or a tournament location. Parents, people, it's not parents, but people everywhere. Youth baseball travel team tournaments all over the place. Little League tournaments this summer. You can go to the grocery store, which, again, I understand that's a need. Gotta eat. Go to Lowe's. Get your supplies. Go to Home Depot. Go to Walmart. Do all these things. But I'm not sure we can play college football. I'm just not sure. It's a sickening time we live in. And it's very political, y'all. Like, this crap, if somebody tells you, well, this isn't about politics. This is just, you got to read the signs. That means it's pure political. If they have to warn you that it's not political, then it's purely political. That's politics 101, y'all. Buckeye Brenda, if the argument for shutting down college football in 2020 is, quote, it's dangerous, this doesn't bode well for college football in the future. Blown knees, Bill, concussions, etc., always possible. Ask Ryan Shazier. But, geez, sitting in a chair all your life will kill you. Hashtag let them play. Very well put. Very well put. Johnny Vegas has a balls of steel. I'll pocket that. Johnny Vegas, remind me if my timeline gets to running. But that's a good one there. Yeah, Johnny Vegas has a good, and it's not really related to playing. It's not related to the topic, which is fine. Yeah, balls of steel coming up here in just a few minutes, hour number three. Let's get to break. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
Good morning. An accident just happened near Franklin Pike at South Mead Parkway. That's in the Oak Hill, South Nashville area. That's Franklin Pike on that accident. 1700 block of Shelby Avenue. That's a non-injury accident. It's actually just now starting to build through Mount Juliet on I-40 westbound headed towards Hermitage. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick swept the weekend at Michigan, winning both races. Astonishing. Up next, something a little different. Road course racing from the infield at Daytona. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, the same place that Kevin Harvick does.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Balls of steel or no balls. Either way, that's hour number three. Buckeye Brenda has already submitted one, too. It's very good. Can't wait to get to it. Jeff 2 on Twitter. Bill, I believe the push to cancel college football is largely political and about control, but it's also about CYA, Bill. If the players are not on campus, the responsibility does not lie with the university or athletic department, proving they actually care nothing about the players. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think we have a call, Crazy Charlie says, to get to here. We've got a couple minutes. We're clear till the top of the hour. Is it BJ in Atlanta? Who are we talking to?
It's BJ.
Okay, what's up, BJ? How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I've had better days, man, but we'll keep it rolling, man. Keep it rolling.
So tell me, how's it going at your high school?
So we are we've had some kids to opt out. Most of our kids who are already committed. The reason that you're seeing a lot of commitments early is because of the virus, everything that's going on. Yeah. A lot of kids who are committed and solidified, and it's pretty much this way around the country, those kids aren't going to go. A lot of those kids are not going to go this year. We have kids who are looking for offers. They're fired up, ready to go. You got younger kids who are stepping into some new starting positions on the varsity squad, and they're ready to go. And our take is, man, as long as you guys want to be here, man, we're going to be here. We're going to go with it like we always go with it. I think one of the biggest things that we've had that's been the biggest deterrent is there was a kid over in Gwinnett County, highly touted receiver, and this made the news rounds here in Atlanta last week. Highly touted kid, he's already committed. He got the coronavirus in June. I think it was like late May, early June.
Yeah,
he was an asymptomatic kid, but for some reason, after he's gotten over the virus, he's had some impacts to his lungs. His mom was saying something like he can, you know, kind of barely kind of walk for, you know, more than 10 minutes without getting tired. And they had his family on the news. He's doing sleeping on the CPAP for precautionary reasons and doing breathing treatments. But they don't know when, you know, that's going to clear up because it's all new. And that kind of scared a bunch of parents. So we had an emergency meeting on last week, and that kind of got some attention to some of the kids because it found out yesterday it happened to some baseball player in Carrollton, too, kind of same situation. But on the positive side, Bill, this weekend we had a camp here in Atlanta. It was put on by Chuck Smith and Bar Davis and myself and some of the other guys who, you know, that live in the area that played college football, you know, went on to play football. 400 kids, Bill, 400 kids. And so far, as of today, we already got 100 offers. I mean, we kind of got called out by, some of the, you know, the local media people about, you know, how could you do this? But we got 100 offers, Bill, from every level, from the SEC to the FCS level. And to me, that's what it was all about, you know, getting these kids an opportunity. The opportunities were already slashed because of COVID. A lot of camps didn't happen. We really wanted to put this one in with something that we've been working on all summer. But we were able to get these kids looked at, and you got some kids who landed SEC, Pac-12, you know, Big 12 offers out of this camp.
Juice Davis, who played at Tennessee, and then Chuck Smith, who also played. Now, they didn't play at the same time. Chuck's older, but yeah, former Vols right there. I'm telling you, when Juice Davis came out of high school, and he was an All-American, a lot of people thought he'd be the next Jamal Lewis. He wasn't that good, but he was good. But I'm telling you, BJ, I think he played at about 240 pounds. That's a big dude now for a running back.
He's still big, man.
I know.
He's a sight to watch in the weight room.
I bet.
Like, you know, even now, like, man, you know, we're in our mid thirties now. He's a sight to, you know, to behold in the weight room. But I think talking to kids, Bill, on the collegiate level, and I kind of knew that, you know, the We Want to Play thing was coming, you know, last week. I talked to some kids that I have at a few other schools, and you know the kids. You know, you have a section of kids that want to play. You have them that want to. You're not going to get a consensus. My problem is that we put so much attention on one side or the other, and I think that the biggest problem that we have with college football, and I kind of knew that this was coming, is that the NCAA has painted collegiate sports into a corner that you can't get itself out. We're starting to talk about amateurism and things that you can't do for the athlete, that you can't do for the regular student. And now that has painted the NCAA and college football into a corner that can't get themselves out, where you would have the bubble and some other things. And the biggest reason that if we don't have college football that we won't have it is because of liability and lawsuits. At the end of the day, it's about the money. It's about the liability and lawsuits. Yes, a kid can catch COVID at a party, they can catch it anywhere else, but the school don't want to deal with the ramifications of whatever kid catches on our watch, and I think that's the biggest problem.
BJ, there's the music. Stay in touch, sir. Appreciate you, man, very much. Yeah, appreciate BJ checking in. Balls of steel or no balls? Either way, next hour.
Ooh, yeah, I know what you mean.